It's not fair. Uh-huh. It's not fair. That's a place where too many of them are dissatisfied because of the fines and the imprisonment that they get.
Are they heavier than the Spanish or Anglo fines?
Huh?
Do the Anglo judges give worse fines to the Indians, do you think?
Well,
or are they
all
the same?
I think that their fines are stiffer. Yeah. Stiffer than we give them, see.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And they don't let them go. It's just, if they find them drunk on the road, inside to Bernalillo or out, going out, or maybe sitting around drunk, well, they put them in jail and they fine them, see.
Uh-huh.
For that. And we Pueblos don't, see.
Uh-huh.
So long as he behaves, it's all right. Go home and go to sleep. Sleep it off. Yeah.
Well, is there a big celebration when this law was taken off? Or just a few guys?
Well, just a few guys, I think, started that pretty soon. And then it got worse.
Mm-hmm.
It got to where friends for friends got together and more like a gang fight, you know.
Yeah.
They jumped on quite several boys, maybe. Just like purpose of beating them up, you know.
Uh-huh.
And we had to do something about it, you know. Now, it seems like it's getting a little better.
Uh-huh.
They don't gang on each other no more. Just once in a while where they get into the argument where it forced them to fight, I guess. That's about the only time. And they stay out of that, within our range, see. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
We know that they've been slipping outside of the Indian reservation, slipping it off, and that's where they do most of their drinking, see.
Yeah, well, they can't take liquor on the reservation,
see. That's still in effect, see.
Yeah. Now, is this your law, or is this an Indian?
That's a government law.
It's a government law.
It still stands here. It only gives the right for an Indian to go into the bar and drink, see, but not to take it into the reservation.
Why is this?
I don't know.
I think if they can let you drink, I mean, a man should be able to drink in his own home.
Yeah.
Because it seems to me if you're going to drink, at home's a place to drink.
Yeah. Yeah. But we don't... We don't make an issue out of it, see.
Mm-hmm.
So long as it's a behavior, see.
Mm-hmm.
Not too far. I don't know what would happen if a crime was committed to it, see. So far, there's not yet. We have lost about 10 or more boys due to that, see. Drowning, freezing.
Oh, from being drunk?
Yeah.
Hmm.
We got probably 3-4 of them that's just complete alcoholic now. Mm-hmm. All they think is drink. You can, and you try to tell them something, well, all they know is yes, I'll do that, that's about all. Seems like they can't stay away, you know, that's alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
And they just have to have it.
So what do you do with these guys? Just ignore them?
Well, what else can we do?
Yeah.
Because there's no help for them, see? Unless they ask for help. See, that Turquoise Lodge is there to help the people to get over this thing. But on their own initiative, they have to, see?
Mm-hmm.
We had meetings after meetings on that, and the people that worked at the lodge, where they tell us that that's about the only place that they can try to help if they want to be helped. I can just recommend that they go there, but I can't make them go unless if they on their own wish to go and help themselves, you see.
Yeah.
We try to do as one, but I would, that's the answer we got, see. So it seems like there's nothing that a person can do to help the other guy get over except him on his own.
Mm-hmm.
If they can only see that point, they might be able to get away from it. There's one. Oh, he was really just like that. Day after day, that's all it. If he's able to pick up a quarter or 50 cents by working, and that's all he thinks about, and he has a family. But somehow, somewhere, probably the advice that he got, he thought about it. And, oh boy, I thought that he was just completely gone, see. But now he turned right around. It's been about 3 years now. This man, he's, maybe he takes a beer, all right, but then he never was drunk no more.
Good.
That you noticed.
How about his family's really happy?
Oh yeah.
How did the family live while he was drunk all the time?
On welfare.
On welfare.
Yeah.
Boy.
Now he. He worked for a lumber company in Bernalillo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he can hold the job now.
Yeah. And that, I talked to the guy that runs that lumber, there, lumber yard. He said he really puts a faith in that boy. I leave him here when I have to go someplace, he says, and he does the work what I do. So that's really a lot of improvement this guy made on himself, see.
Boy, that's wonderful.
He bought himself a pickup, and he's got it now. No dent in the car, in the truck.
Yeah.
I've never heard that he was drunk anymore.
Good.
Yeah. So I tried, every time I pick a boy up and bring him into court, if I have to bring them into court, I always try to tell them, you can do it too.
Mm-hmm.
If I can do it, and if this guy can do it, and there's 2-3 others that did it before they went too far, well, I don't see how you can, why you can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
If you only ask yourself here and here, which is right and which is wrong, I think you'll find the answer. I think there's nothing technically involved that you can't answer that question, I guess. It's only in your part, on your part, that you can do it. Say, I'll quit. That's just the answer.
Mm-hmm.
One answer that I can only see is just to say to yourself, now I'm going to quit and quit and quit. And then you're all right. I don't care where the medicine comes from, I don't think you can ever. There, because we learned from the large people down there that here in the city of Albuquerque, there's a group trying to help people too, the same way. But they're giving them pills.
Mm-hmm.
And still that pill is not safe enough. Depending on the person, see, maybe, also I see that depending on the person's health, and then the drinking part of it, see, when he takes that dose, well, if he had to take another drink over it, well, he might be just in this bad fix too.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing that can, medicine according to the people that study these things, they say there's no medicine to help them. It's just one thing to say that you're going to help yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest work it out yourself, how to help yourself.
Who runs this Turquoise Lodge?
I don't know, never was able to, well, I never did go into it, because I don't know who runs it.
Where is it, in Bernalillo?
No, somewhere across the river.
In there. Albuquerque?
Yeah.
And it's for anybody or Indians?
For all of them.
For anyone?
Anyone, yeah.
Maybe the Salvation Army or somebody like
could
that.
Be some organization probably, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have to be.
And then I think the Navajos got one in their own country too.
Yeah, well, they have really bad problems with drinking, boy.
Yeah. Women, everyone. Kids.
Mm-hmm. The Pueblo women don't drink, huh?
Some do, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There was a woman there, I know them. And her and her husband, before he died, oh, they used to really like get into drinking. Yeah. But after the men left, I guess the woman began to see the light of what they were doing, and nobody else to take care of, so she has to do something. And I think she quit, yeah. Now I think she's in better shape than she used to be. I see her a lot of times at some gathering, but she looks a lot different, yeah. Dress different too.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, that's good. Yeah, I know the young kids do, boy.
I really shouldn't get into bed.
I saw him over at Gallup or Grant's one day. Mm. And young girls too.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty. How do you folks get along with the Navajos today?
I think they're friendly. Yeah.
You don't remember all of the troubles you used to have.
I guess they've forgotten the troubles they all used to have, because they used to come to our big fiestas a lot in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know my father, he always had 3-4 families come to our house. Yeah. And they seem to be very friendly to each other.
Uh-huh.
See, we don't have no sheep, and maybe one family will bring one sheep, see, and the other family maybe give us a rug or something, you know,
uh-huh.
And we in turn give them some flour and things like that, you know.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
You don't do this anymore, though?
No. They don't come no more.
Huh.
At Christmas time, they used to come a lot too, but I don't know, just too much work or too much drinking that they can't go.
Too much drinking, probably.
Just occasionally, two, three families. Yeah.
Well, this was back when you were a little boy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had one used to come to our place all the time. Oh, that guy.
Where was he from?
No. Out here, Torreon.
Torreon, yeah.
And I heard, and he himself told me that he was an interpreter for the area there. And one time I told him, I says, if you're an interpreter, how is it that you do more drinking? I says, you ought to be doing a lot more good talking. I says, I can't get away from it. And he used to be mean to his wife. I got fed up with him one time at a fiesta. I know that we have whites come to visit us, like Dr. Ellis.
Uh-huh.
And her friends, they know us, yeah, and they come there for fiesta. And I hate for him to be in there drunk and maybe get into argument with his wife or something like that, you know. And I told him, better get out of here. I says, I don't want you no more. I hate to